you want to give me a time check, please?
Roger. I give you a mark at 13 minutes and 30 seconds to ignition.
Okay. And then a GET, please.
No, stand by a minute. I'll give you a time hack on a GET at 75 hours, 37 minutes, and I'll try to bias it about a second and a half to allow for the time of flight.
Okay.
Stand by. Mark, 75 hours, 37 minutes, GET.
Thank you.
And I'll give you a time hack on the time to ignition at 12 minutes to ignition. Over.
Okay.
Stand by for a mark at TIG minus 12. Mark, TIG minus 12.
Yeah, we're right on, Bruce. Thank you.
Roger out.
We're 3 minutes away from loss of signal. Apollo 11 is 425 nautical miles from the moon. Velocity 7,368 feet per second. Weight 96,012 pounds.
Minutes to LOS. Apollo 11, this is Houston. All your systems are looking good going around the corner. We'll see you on the other side. Over.
Roger. Everything looks okay up here.
Roger out.
And we've had loss of signal as Apollo 11 goes behind the moon. We were showing a distance to the moon of 309 nautical miles at LOS, velocity 7,664 feet per second. Weight was 96,012 pounds. We're 7 minutes 45 seconds away from the LOI number 1 burn, which will take place behind the moon, out of communications. Here in the control center, two members of the backup crew, Bill Anders, Jim Lovell, have joined Bruce McCandless at the Capcom console. Alfred Hayes, the third member of the backup crew, has just come in too. And Deke Slayton, director of flight crew operations, is at that console. The viewing room is filling up. Among those we've noticed on the front row in the viewing room are astronauts Tom Stafford, John Glenn, Gene Cernan, Dave Scott, Al Worden, and Jack Swigert. With a good lunar orbit insertion burn, the Madrid station should acquire Apollo 11 at 76 hours, 15 minutes, 29 seconds. Acquisition time for no burn, 76 hours, 5 minutes, 30 seconds.